I'm going to open the June 28, 2018 Prudential Committee meeting and with the joint meeting with the Water Commissioners. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Janelle, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Tom Hoppenstead, Water.
Do you want to open your meeting?
Don Campbell, Water.
I hadn't planned on opening a meeting, but I'd like to open the June 28th cooperative meeting between the Prudential Committee and the Water Committee.
Thank you. Could we have the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Amy Cates is recording. I'm going to take the Water Commissioners out of order so we can get you in and out of here.
Thank you.
Before the next wave of water comes. So we're here to discuss the warrant process and getting the warrants on a more timely basis to the Treasurer's office. So this on June 21st, warrants were delivered in the afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon from the Water Department, and they included a total of 44 invoices, and these are a list of the of what they contained. Did I give you one?
Thank you.
So the first batch was dated the 20th of June. It was one invoice for the 20th of June. The second batch was the 20th of June, and there are 29 invoices dated from one from 11/14/17, and the rest from 5/18/18 to 6/12/18. And the third batch had 14 invoices dated 5/14/18 to 6/20/18. And I briefly went through some of it with the Assistant Treasurer, Lisa, and at least two of the bills were past due. One was dated, had been sent 5/14, and the other, the due date was 6/18. So that's part of the problem. It would be very helpful to the Treasurer's office if we could receive, or if they could receive weekly warrants. It would just make the procedure smoother and easier and more easier accounting. Do you want to address that a little bit?
We set up a schedule. Lisa's there 3 days a week. A great deal of that time is consumed with payroll, and so she tends to spend Tuesday morning on payroll. Tuesday afternoon is available for working on warrants. Wednesday, she's back into payroll very heavily, and then Thursday, one of her prime tasks is to get the checks out. Now, in between there's tasks that I give her that we try to fit in within that general outline. But if we can be getting those things on a weekly basis, it would certainly facilitate her time and my time. It's become something you can count on and plan for like we do with the fire department.
So with the fire department warrants, the fire department warrants go in once a week or just continually go into a box?
Once a week.
Once a week.
What day?
It's usually Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
And that's why Lisa's there to work on warrants on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the office manager have anything to say about any invoices being late? Do you familiar with anything being late?
I need to know the vendor on the 5/14 one, but the one from November was a billing issue.
Yeah. One was Eversource, and the other was a utility also. They were both utility bills.
And they were due on the 18th?
One was sent May 18th. So, assumably, it was due to be paid by June 18th, and the other was the due date was the 16th, was the 18th of June, and they didn't get to the office of the treasurer until the 21st.
Okay. Do we normally have invoices go that are due at the time they're turned over to the treasurer's office?
We normally do a warrant the first week of the month that includes the National Grid and the Eversource bill. With the timing of the meeting,
so my understanding of this meeting had to do with the events that came up this last week with the individual check that was requested to be handwritten.
No.
Well, that's all the emails I got. So I got a whole bunch of emails here addressing one problem, which I believe instigated this meeting. So we can talk about all the other things, but I come prepared to talk about certain things myself. The first thing I want to talk about has to do with the warrants themselves and the question whether or not we have to sign them. Let it be clear, we have to sign them. It is in our bylaws, the Water Department bylaws, that we must certify all bills and warrants. It's not a question. And there's a reason for that. We review these things. We go over and we question the superintendent. We find problems, it gets fixed. As an example of why this is important, I do believe on October 17, 2017, there was an issue with an invoice being paid by the treasurer that never came to the water department, never had was never part of a warrant, and never signed by us. But it was deducted from our budget.
I'd like to see that.
You got it right here because I have all the email trails that go with it. It has to do with a registration for SAMS. You know what SAMS is? SAMS is System for Award Management. So it's a free registration, cost is zero. But you were contacted by someone that said they needed $299 for registration.
Right.
You paid it,
yeah.
Okay? And all that did was allowed someone to collect $299 for something that costs nothing. And it came out of our budget.
As I learned later, it was for free. At the time, it would have held up some transactions, so I paid it.
But by bypassing the process, not getting the bill to the water department, which would have identified that it's not a necessary bill, it never would have got to a warrant, and it never would have been paid. So the district wouldn't have paid $299 for something they didn't have to, let alone have it come out of our budget. Not only that, this registration is not just for the water department. It's for the district. It's for the fire department, Prudential, and water to work with the government to receive money for grants or any government stuff like that. So the fact that we get charged our budget, $299, we had nothing to do with it, I find offensive, period. The fact that we're paying the whole bill for the entire district doubles it. This is why our bills needed to go through the warrant process, and we need to sign them.
That's not the issue. The issue is you're just doing it at your meetings, and that's the problem.
It's not true. I can't tell you how many times we've been called into the office to sign warrants that are due at different times. We do it all the time.
Fine. So
I'm not doing it every week, but we do it at least once a month.
But it would be helpful to the treasurer's office if you could modify the procedure and do it once a week.
I tell you, there's never been a problem before. It's never been a problem before. I've never heard anyone complain about this, period.
You have to take into account who was the treasurer for the past 30 years of this district.
Mike?
No, prior to Mike. And you have little or no understanding of the problems that were uncovered once that treasurer retired and things were looked into.
I understand and I agree with you.
Please, can I finish?
Yeah.
This is not the way most, it's my understanding, this is not the way most institutions operate. Certainly, you know, the town of Barnstable isn't getting department bills on a monthly basis to be processed. And it's just, we're just trying to make this a more appropriate, smoother transaction and perhaps prevent things like that 299 from happening. Did you question it at the time it happened?
When I was told about it, I was told that we couldn't get the money back. Okay? So when I found out about it, it had passed. Instead of making a big deal out of it, we're going to let it go. But we're being questioned about the warrants right here. I'm going to bring this forward. Everything is up forward now. Okay? So let's go on. Let's talk about the history of how things worked with the water department and Prudential and paying stuff. There was times in the past when Sherry would write checks out of her own personal account and get reimbursed for stuff because stuff needed to be done right away. Now, that's insane. I think it's crazy.
And when was that happening?
That was back a long time ago with the person you're talking about.
That's right. That's what we're trying to prevent from happening.
She's not going to write a check out of her own account. But stuff that happened in the past. The handwritten checks have come out of this department in the past couple years. This is not the first time this has come up. We have situations like this right here. This thing about the mailing, the certified letters. We were not voting on how much money was going to go into that warrant. We had to vote on the lien list. And we wouldn't know who was on the lien list until that meeting.
I understand that.
All right? Before time, there was over 80 people on that list. By the time we got to the meeting, it was down to about 42. Because our office manager worked her butt off trying to reach these people and get them to pay, saving the district over $200 in any mailing fees. She gave the assistant treasurer a heads up on Monday in the morning about something that's unusual and this can come up.
Would have had to have been Tuesday.
Well, I got the email that says it came in, it was made available to whoever's there. So the assistant treasurer did what I would expect her to do and was the right thing to do. This is unusual. Talk to the treasurer. No problem with her. She did fine. What happened after that was bizarre. The communication. This is Tuesday, June 19th at 1:20. Dawn, my assistant was told that the water department was holding invoices for water commissioner's signature Wednesday night, but wanted checks for those invoices mailed out on Thursday. Obviously, when we get to the email that was sent, that wasn't read clearly because we're not holding anything to have all these checks sent out the next morning. There was one specific check for one specific reason, which had been done in the past recent years, not in Agnes years. I want to remind you and your fellow commissioners that unless invoices are delivered to my office by Tuesday noon, the checks will be issued the following week, all late payment fees and charges and so on and so forth. Since I presume your review and approval of process focuses on non-repetitive expenditures, it would be a simple matter to review department commitments prospectively. Thus, invoices can be processed in a timely manner and meet payment. 1:38 response from the water department. Ray, we were talking about one check to the post office for lien letters going out Thursday. They can't be sent until the commissioners approve the list of accounts that are more than 365 days. You remember this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only one check. It wasn't all the checks.
It wasn't one check. I was told it was a batch.
I have the email right here.
Can I just say something? The problem I have with all of this is if the assistant at the water department knew approximately how many that there were going to be 40 lien notices sent out, couldn't that information have been passed along on Tuesday? It didn't need to wait until
we got responses on Wednesday, so it changed. We don't know to the end of the business day Wednesday what the list number is going to be.
But it doesn't have to be. Does it have to be an exact amount? No.
So we could give you an amount projection,
right,
that would be higher, because or at least equal to what we need.
But
on Tuesday,
we're not buying stamps.
I understand that.
To the post office.
I understand that.
Okay.
But it's my understanding that didn't happen, that there were fewer, and so the rest went to stamps.
The warrant request was for the amount of lien list certified mail that we had at that time. Is that what happened?
It was for 40 letters posted at a rate given to us by the post office, and when we brought the entire batch in, they actually weighed less than the stamp roll that they gave us, and yet they gave us different batches.
And stamps.
Okay.
But 86 to 40 were the big
difference. I understand that.
Okay, so the next page, and you can have all this stuff, you can do whatever you want with it. It has the email that was originally sent to Lisa explaining what was being asked about. And then there's an email that says, okay, from you, Ray, says, okay, sounds like commissioners want to follow existing procedures, so we'll count on processing the water department invoices the following week. And then I get one that's sent to me and me only, no one else. Now, I have not responded to you about any of these things in that day. I'm on vacation. I'm trying to get away from this stuff. And I got my phone's beeping like crazy with this. It says, gee, Don, I would like to think if you can't trust your managers to submit a request for postage without commissioner's pre-approval, we have a bigger problem than I thought. Now, that got my attention. I trust people in the water department. That's not a problem. We're trying to do this the right way. But this right here is insane. This is offensive. This is offensive to me.
It's offensive to me as well. It's offensive to me that you think that our department should be jerked around because you guys can't come in and approve something, or you can't approve something prospectively. All the things that you buy, that you say you have to approve, are done on a purchase order basis, without a purchase order. So you know in advance what your department is spending. And if it turns out that it's wrong, it's something that is execution, not approval.
Okay. So the question is not that I don't trust the managers. Sometimes I don't trust you. Okay?
So can we dial this down a little bit,
I'm
please?
Just reading what is sent to me.
I understand that, but, you know, we're trying to improve the procedure.
Right. We're going to go through the history to see how we got here, because there's more coming.
Well, what is the point of that?
Why is it sent to me in the first place? Tell me what the point is then. Why is stuff sent to me? There's a whole line of stuff from you that you sent to me.
You didn't tell me you were on vacation. I thought you were the chair of the department.
I am the chair of the department.
And I thought that you ought to be aware of the problems that were being created. That's why you were emailed. If you had told me you were on vacation.
I did after the fact, didn't I?
After the fact, you told me you were on vacation. Did you get emails from me?
Stop exactly then.
Right.
Yep.
So when you told me you were on vacation, I didn't bother you.
No, you didn't. No.
Thank you. But this has been going on, to my knowledge, for quite a while, that the invoices are delivered not when it's timely for us to process them. That's what we're meeting here today about.
I know that we go more than once. We sign up at the meeting, and we get calls when there's other invoices need to be signed, and we go and take care of that. We do it. This is the first time that it's being brought to my attention that there's such heartache over this happening. That it's causing so many problems that people are getting excited over this.
This is
so that's that. Now, on. Let me see right here. Another one coming up. Oh, yeah. June 25th, Monday. I got a whole list of communications with. From Fran. Hi, are you still going to meet with the treasurer and me, or have you passed the problem of warrants off on Tom?
I don't know when I told anyone I was going to meet with you two. When did I tell
you?
No, I
believe I sent you an email asking you to meet with us.
Okay.
You didn't receive it?
I printed up everything I have, and I won't see it here.
Well, I did. I sent an email asking you to meet with us.
So I responded by saying the Board of Water Commissioners will be attending your June 28th meeting to address any problems. Then you responded by saying that in the future, we appreciate the Water Commissioners contacting me about attending the Prudential Committee meeting so we decide before, so you can have the agenda and everything put together properly.
Right.
Then I referred you to an email that was sent
right.
Thursday.
Yes. And I apologized for not seeing it.
But what it means to me is that there's no attention to detail. When a notice is sent to you about what we're doing, and all you read is the fact that the chairperson is now Tom, and not the rest of it about what we need, there's a loss of attention to detail.
Well, I think, quite frankly, I think part of the problem, I think that if the chairman of one committee wants to ask the chairman of another committee, no matter who the chair people are, to attend in a meeting, that should be done, you know, chairman to chairman, and not ask an assistant to make the request. That I just think that's courtesy.
So you don't like the fact that I didn't address you directly?
I don't think that was appropriate. I think that, you know, you asked somebody else to inform me that we were going to be having a meeting.
At the end of our Wednesday night meeting, while we're in the meeting, I asked the office manager to inform the Prudential Committee about the officers, about who's going to be in the Bylaws Committee, who's going to be part of the other committee, and that we would like to be on the agenda. If that is offensive to you...
I didn't say it was offensive. I just said I...
It's not courteous enough?
I think it's more courteous for the chairman of one committee to, if they want to do something with another committee, to do it chairman to chairman. I just think that's a more proper procedure.
Well, now it's just, I don't think it makes a difference how you find out. I really don't. It doesn't bother me.
Fine.
Anything. It just doesn't. There was another question about, we've heard a number of times, there was some discussion about how a late fee coming up with a bill. The My Fleet account, the oil changes. Well, on March 1st, 2017, a warrant was signed by water commissioners and delivered to the treasurer's office. The assistant treasurer claimed that she received it on the 21st of March and it was paid on the 30th, 6 days after receiving, which if by that time it had incurred a late fee. That's our responsibility. It was delivered 3 weeks before that. Well, the bottom right here is this. I'm not, was asked to see if you can deal, call them. And she said, I will not call my fleet center. I do not owe, do a warrant every week. The payment was late and was made to come out of the water department's budget. So, okay, there are solutions to be had here. There are. And that's some of the ones Tom has. I don't really like all of them. But whatever comes up, we will come up with in some sort of agreement. I don't like the idea of having to go in there once a week. I like the idea of, the monthly meeting and maybe one more time. So every 2 weeks. Again, Tom has some other options, which includes mailing stuff, getting stamps and stuff like that. The only other thing is I was asked to request something from you. Is the audit completed yet?
Yes.
I was asked to request a completed auditor's report, including the management letter. So, and this is not like a Freedom of Information thing, this because It's due to all the managers of the district. So, that's, okay, there you go. So that's a formal request. I have to tell you, I don't enjoy this. I don't. But I got pissed off this thing. I'd like it to be settled. So we don't have to be here anymore doing this. We're supposed to be working for the same people.
Absolutely.
And I strive to do that all the time.
I do too. And, you know, I'm probably in the treasurer's office at least twice a week. And I'm definitely at the fire station down there signing warrants once a week. And I'm sorry it's inconvenient. But I think that, you know, if we want to improve the function and flow of the treasurer's office, I think, you know, that's something that needs to happen. And I just want to say there are many times that Tony found bills that she were going to be past due when she got them, and she'd stop what she's doing and would handwrite a check and send it out, because otherwise they were going to be late. So it's not like there was just one occurrence. It's that people have been looking and basically making sure that when the warrants come over, you know, anything that's going to be late is taken care of. So, and that's something you don't know about that they've been doing.
Well, some stuff you don't know about. When I retired, I was told by the retirement committee that I could no longer get paid here. And you know
that. I understand that, yes.
And I wrote a letter to you, I wrote a letter to the water department, and I told Ray. And I included the documentation of why I can't get paid anymore.
Right.
And to make sure that that was going to happen, we got close to the end of the quarter, I called up Tony to remind her that I don't get paid. And she argued with me. No, no, you do. You get paid. You're going to get paid. I said, no, I don't. I had to go back and get another letter, more documentation, and get it to her. Why would someone say, argue with someone that says I don't get paid?
I don't
know.
That's
insane. Okay? We had issues with our payroll a year ago. We could not come to terms with what the right pay was for how many weeks? 2, 3, 4 weeks?
No, it was a matter of days.
Well, I know the employees got more than one check that was not right. So that's more than one couple days.
Well, it depends on what a couple of days are. You didn't know a couple of weeks or, I mean, how many weeks did you say it went?
I don't know for sure. I know it was more than one check.
It was one pay that went out based on one assumption. We checked with authorities and found that another calculation was the correct one. We did that, paid retro pay, and it was one pay period that was not correct. The second pay period was correct.
That's a little bit different.
One week.
Is that 1 week?
I don't agree with that, but I wouldn't. I think it was that 1 week.
Okay.
It was resolved.
So again, we get back to the part that I don't like. No one's come to us in the past.
I tried.
The only thing I get is that we don't have to sign the warrants. And we do.
Yes, by the bylaws you do. By superseding state law, you don't, is my understanding. But I don't have a problem with you signing the warrants. My problem is getting them to the treasurer's office. And I'm sorry you didn't get my email, but I did try to speak to you about this problem beforehand, before you discussed it at your meeting. You know, I did, you know, contact you and so that we could sit down and discuss it before your meeting and you could, you know, learn the issues that we were concerned about. So, you know, please don't, you know. I'm sorry you're so defensive, but...
Well, and as a chairperson like you that spent so much time here, how many times have I come to the water department every week? How many times do I call?
A couple times a week.
We all do our job.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're not.
So what are we going to do to fix this?
Well, first of all, it seems like there's a couple of problems here. One is the warrant issue, right? And I'm wondering
if that couldn't be resolved by having us sign warrants twice a month. If we came in and signed them on the first Monday and then also on our third Wednesday, which would get them to your office on that Thursday.
But the problem is with Thursday, that's they come in the afternoon around 2 o'clock, and that's almost the end of the week for the treasurer's office because she's only there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So then it would get there the last Monday of the month.
The last Tuesday of the month.
The last Tuesday and then the first Tuesday.
I did have a possible solution for that. If we change the day of the week that we meet as a committee, so it's advanced, we sign a warrant at the beginning of the month, and our meeting, say, is Monday or Tuesday, it'll get to you in enough time to be processed. Does that make sense?
What if you do it on Monday?
As I said, Monday or Tuesday.
Mondays are tough for me.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are easier. Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So
that means we're going to get it on Wednesday.
Wednesday. And then you've got people in the office Wednesday and Thursday. But I don't know what time do they get in? Could they get in? If we sign them on a Tuesday evening, could they get there Wednesday morning?
But the problem is Wednesday is pretty much taken up with payroll.
Mm-hmm.
You submit it on Tuesday, you get the returns back on Wednesday, and you have to vet and record the payroll. So the bulk of Lisa's day on Wednesday is on payroll. That's why we talk about getting it Tuesday.
Yeah. And Thursday?
Thursday's free. But
Thursday's free.
Free,
so,
but
so they could be there Wednesday. She could process them on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, I mean, to do the whole process on one day is pretty hard.
Well, we'd be sending them over twice a month instead of once a month.
Right, but, you know, she got 44. You know, the last batch that she got was a total of 44 invoices in one deposit.
Yeah.
And but if it was split in half, we did it twice a month. Would it not be 44? It would be 44 every time then.
I'm just astonished at the resistance of just signing the warrants once a week, you know, and just of a smaller number. And I realize it's an inconvenience, but it's just, you know. I think I'm beating a dead horse, honestly.
Well, I think too, if we add another day, we've doubled it, right? If we add three other days, then we've quadrupled it. So,
does it help?
The signing. So if we add another day, if we sign and commit to signing on a Tuesday, going in and signing on a Tuesday, right, then that's going to reduce that number
right,
by
yeah.
half, presumably.
Yeah. And it can come over with the payroll. The payroll comes over. The payroll gets to the office every Tuesday, right?
Yeah. And we
Tuesday
could even set it up.
Tuesday you submit the payroll. Wednesday you're breaking it down and recording it.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday afternoon. She has time to work on the warrants.
So the question I have is, if we do it first in the month, change our meeting and have it to you a day earlier during the week we normally have our meeting. Does that help at all? Or is it just futile?
What,
does it make it worse?
What day?
So we change it to from Wednesday to Tuesday.
If we meet on Tuesdays and have it to you from Wednesday. So
and then you could get it, give it your attention on Thursday because Wednesday you're tied up with payroll.
Yeah, so you're going to be doing, probably the only reasonable way to do that is end up doing two warrants.
Well,
I think that's what we're talking about, the one warrant at the beginning of the month.
No, two warrants for that week. You'd end up with one for the fire department.
Yeah.
And then another one, special one for the water department.
Are they, so
What, the first month, the first week of the month is fire department warrants?
No, they're weekly.
They're weekly. We get them weekly.
So theirs are spread out pretty evenly.
Yeah.
So please help me, because I really need help here. Why, if the fire department is the same thing every week, and we're offering to split this up and change our meeting date to get it to another day earlier, and you can't tell me that even helps.
Yeah, I mean, getting to Wednesday rather than Thursday doesn't help that much, Don, because Wednesday, as I keep saying, is consumed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're tied up and you get it at the beginning of the day for the end of the day, you're still tied up for the day.
But the other side of that is you're just telling me before that right now you don't get them until Thursday afternoon and you're done Thursday, so that's going to next week.
Right, right.
Does this help or not?
It helped half a day, yeah. So that's a half a day sooner. Getting them on Wednesday doesn't do anything for us. So when you say you're going to meet on Tuesday,
yeah,
we
be,
get them Wednesday.
All day Thursday.
What you're doing, yeah, you're saying that we have to process all of yours on Thursday.
Half of them.
Half of them.
And then the other half after our.
But all the ones you're giving us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Twice a month.
So we're taking what we're now getting once a month and putting it in two piles.
So that's an option.
Yep.
Right? Other options would be to have a drop box or a box or something at the fire department where we could go in and sign them, you know, at our convenience. But I don't know that we're going to get there once a week. Right?
No, that's up to you.
We could try, but they might sit unsigned. In which case, when we get in there, we'd sign them, and we could commit to the twice a.
We only need to have
twice a month.
Right, I understand. That's right. Correct.
And then the other issue is the postage thing, which happens twice a year.
Right.
Two times, lien letters. That's the only time that's an issue. Right, and those, the way it's set up now. We can't do anything about it because we've sent the lien letters out.
Right.
We've got to get the responses, give those people their 30 days to pay their bills. On our next meeting, which is the 18th, we then have to reconcile who's paid and who hasn't, and then that information has to go to the tax collectors over at Town of Barnstable. So we're kind of stuck with that date, and we need to have either a check cut on the 19th, on a Thursday, so we'd get the warrant to you on the morning, that's going to be a pinch for you, or we could increase petty cash for this month, right, for July, make sure we have $500 in petty cash. I think right now we carry two.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we could deal with it that way. And then as we move forward, we're going to look at postage metering options. But we have to sit down with companies to do that. We have to sit down with Pitney Bowes. I think there was another company as well.
So, well, I think the major part of the problem with this is just communication. And I think that if the treasurer's office had been spoken to sooner than one day before your meeting, that probably would have helped to say, you know, like next week we're having a meeting and da-da-da-da-da, and this is what we're going to need. That probably would have helped. And I think, you know, we probably can, the treasurer's office, I'm assuming, can accommodate you for anything that you need on the 19th. If they know sooner than, you know, the day before that they're going to need something.
So what we could do is project what that number is going to be and get you the warrant even sooner than that.
Mm-hmm.
Than the 19th, right?
Yeah.
And then any excess would be used for stamps.
So you're saying that you would give us a check for the post office and a random amount?
No, I don't think it's not a random amount, but I just think, you know, if they're aware that you're going to need a check sooner than 24 hours or 48 hours before you need it, You know, that probably would be helpful and useful and to explain the procedure to somebody who's there who's basically new.
That was my intent of the email on Monday. I know that she's not in for
Tuesday.
We have no pressure.
And you have noticed now that we're going to need to check on the 19th. So what, I guess that from my understanding, what makes that different is, do you set up a pending bill in the accounting software and just fill in the amount and send the check that day? Is that what makes it easier, or procedure-wise?
I think it, you know, it if you know the exact amount prior, you won't.
We won't know that until Wednesday night, close business.
Okay, so, but I think that needed to be, that procedure, the entire process needed to be explained more fully to people. And that might have, you know, avoided this entire situation, honestly.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I'd like to say, I think the assistant director did fine. She did the responsible thing to do, and she did good. I believe that office manager thought she was doing good by giving it a heads up. Evidently, it needs more heads up, and that will be addressed in the future. So it'll be more than weeks ahead of time that this is coming up. We're going to talk about other options for the mailing process. I don't care for the meter thing because we have to rent it and it costs us like $480 a year for you having to really need it twice. It doesn't make sense. I don't know how it can be done. Please tell us what you need.
Well, we can look at it. I can't answer off the top of my head.
No.
It would be a better way, but I can certainly take a look at the system. And
yeah.
We've got the information from the post office. It's a $40 a month rental.
I think there might be some other options out there. I briefly looked up that you know, give governments a better deal. So I don't think Pitney Bowes.
Also, I think you can use it for your regular metering stuff.
Yeah.
And it saves you 1 cent a stamp. But that's $480 over here is an awful lot of stamps. To say, you know, make up for it, 1 cent a stamp.
Yeah, I think that we'll look into that down the road. But
yeah,
for July 19th, we're going to need
right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
to go out.
Yeah,
and so we can sign a warrant for a projected amount.
Well, I don't think you need to do that. You know, but you know. I still want to go back to when you're going to be signing the warrants. You know, is it going to be once a week or just twice a month, or are you going to talk about it at your meeting? Okay.
Is that the number of times we sign warrants, Jeff, per month, does that add to your workload or change the way that you process?
Yeah.
No.
No, I guess I would ask how many invoices would be acceptable to have in each warrant because our bills don't come in evenly. So we might get 15 bills the first of the month and 10 bills the second of the month. Or, you know, is there a max that you can process in a week? Or?
No, I don't think so. But I think 44 at one time is a significant amount.
Well, we are at year end, and we're getting
right.
Things like that, too. So.
Yeah, but
we do have a lot of monthly bills.
Right, I understand that. But, you know, I just think the process would work a lot better for the I'm being told it would work a lot better for the treasurer's office if they get it on a weekly basis.
So you do cut checks every week?
To pay bills?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Check every week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Because that's not how it was before.
As far as I know, Tony was paying bills every month, every week.
As long as I've been there, it's been, not every week, but by and large, it's been, you know, three weeks one month and 4 weeks the next month. But it's been basically a weekly schedule. One other thing that I think the assistant treasurer and Jen can get together on some of the schedules that would facilitate booking these things, hence processing the warrants. The assistant treasurer pointed out that, for example, Eversource, we may have 10 bills for Eversource, but on your warrant it shows up as one. We have to break that down into the 10 accounts to record that warrant properly. So when you do your warrant, we'd like to have that broken out. So when we get it, you've approved it on the basis that we're going to be recording it. But that's something that they can work out.
Yeah. I think that's a software problem in the...
I'm sorry?
A software problem, I think, in the water department.
It's just the fact that you have so many... Eversource is the one where you have so many different accounts that need to go in different places.
Okay. Okay.
So what are we going to do with the postage?
I thought we said that, you know, you just let us know what it is and it'll be taken care of.
Okay.
I think it was taken care of this time, as I recall.
Yes.
The check was issued.
Yep.
So
we'll just go with that same approach for this next round.
Let us know, like, a week before that this is going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
On the 19th.
On the 19th.
And it's going to be
okay,
something
so I guess
less
I've been advised.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and I'll let Lisa know that that's going to transpire. And we'll expect to get that information and move it.
Where's the end of the day, Wednesday, for the assistant treasurer? What time is that?
She usually leaves at 4 o'clock.
Would it help if Linda, if it's not technically the end of the business day with us, if she got a phone call saying, looks like we have 30, nothing, that wouldn't help at all?
No, not really. You need the piece of paper to start booking the entry.
And then at our next Board of Water Commissioners, we'll bring up the weekly warrants, bi-monthly warrants, whatever it is.
And the stamp stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's not always like this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting, though. We're trying to solve problems, so that's what we're here for.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. So, let's see. Is there any public comment? Of course there is.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. After sitting here listening to the comments, I just have a couple concerns. First of all, we are a fire district. We aren't a town. Second of all, we have bylaws. We have bylaws for a reason. Our bylaws state that our elected officials who are elected, they aren't employed, meet on a monthly basis, and they are supposed to review warrants. The reason for that is because warrants are public information, and the public has a right to know what warrants are being reviewed. If you attend the three bodies that are elected by this district, Prudential, Fire, and Water, only the water right now is being transparent. If you do go to weekly warrants, I don't have an issue with that for efficiency, but then the treasurer's office is going to have to make a time where concerned citizens can come and view those warrants, because that is their right. The second thing is communication. There wouldn't be an issue with communication if our elected officials did what their positions are supposed to be done. A member of the Prudential Committee is supposed to be elected the first meeting of every fiscal year, as a representative to the water department and a representative to the fire department. That hasn't been happening in the last couple of years, so of course there's a breakdown in communication. I hope tonight, since it's on your warrant, your articles, that you elect a member to represent you at the water department. That person comes to their monthly meetings. That will help with communication. I hope you elect a representative for the fire department to attend those monthly meetings to help with the communication. If we're not going to abide by our bylaws, then have the bylaw committee change the bylaws. Thank you.
Any response to public comment? Public comment's closed. Okay. So we need to ask the clerk, Mr. Eager, if he would like to be reappointed.
Yes.
As clerk. So I make a motion to appoint Mr. Eager as clerk of the Kootenai Fire District.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Since there's only two of us, I'm going to put a hold on chairman election and committee assignments until the next meeting. And we have to do some reserve fund transfers. Did you get it? Yeah. Just the amount that's in the reserve fund at the top.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
So you want me to walk you through it?
Yes, please.
I'm suggesting three transfers out of the reserve fund to cover unanticipated events. First is for the Finance and Administration Department, Article 4, Salaries and Wages. I'm suggesting that you move $21,000 from the reserve fund to that budget. The reason for that is the changeover in assistant treasurers and also the change in systems that we worked through this past year. The next is an insurance policy, although I think the water department is going to come in exactly on budget. It's so close that rather than have a deficit as we incurred last year of a couple hundred dollars, I would suggest that you move $1,000 to the salary and wages for the water department. And finally, because of all the improvements that we made in Freedom Hall, I suggest that we move $7,000 to the other expenditures category for public buildings.
Is that the $7,000, was that part of the projector and
yes.
the screen?
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't covered by the...
the gift fund was $1,000. We have the option of moving that $1,000. At least that's what my records show. There's also an additional one that was unidentified to me.
There was a gift fund that was over $5,000 that was a plan to use that gift fund for this project. I think, and that was a Kootenai Fire District gift fund.
Yes.
I believe the $1,000 was a fire department gift fund.
And we've got them. We probably are confusing the two.
So
we can move the $5,000 from the special revenue fund.
Okay.
And then just reduce that transfer to $2,000.
Okay. All right. So
I just have one question. Sure. So these transfers are, as you mentioned, as I see here in this paperwork, is from the FY18 allocation for the reserve fund budget, and has nothing to do with what we voted at the special town meeting.
No,
correct?
No,
because
no.
That would be the FY19.
No, this is
So this is just to close
F-18.
Out the FY18 year.
Yeah,
yeah. This moves the budget numbers around from one line to another.
As you mentioned, then the first one was due to the change in assistant treasurer. So I'm assuming, again, being new, it was from the conversation I just heard, there was an assistant treasurer not too long ago, and she just started. So
exactly.
There's a difference in pay in the salary, and this is to make up for this?
Okay. No. So. We had two things going on with that. We had an overlap of the two assistant treasurers on a handover. And second of all, it's just more time to, from my standpoint, to bring the new assistant treasurer up to speed on what the process and procedures are.
Okay, thank you. And the $7,000 for the public buildings, was that for again in detail?
Well, there was a number of improvements that we made, but as was pointed out by the chairperson, there's a gift fund that can cover part of that in the special revenue fund.
So this would be to supplement that gift fund? Or
no, it will be to supplement the budget. We will then supplement the budget additionally by a transfer from the special revenue fund.
Okay, thank you.
The gift fund was for the projector and the screen, and it didn't quite cover the cost of it covered the cost for the projector and the screen, and we also got a video recording camera along with that. But some electrical work had to be done, so I'm thinking that was the overrun. Mm-hmm. But there should be a little bit more than $5,000 that should be applied to that. So, so I make a motion to transfer from the reserve fund $21,000. For salaries and wages in the finance and administrative budget in Article 4 for FY 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I make a motion for $1,000 to be transferred from the reserve fund for salaries and wages in the water department budget, Article 7 of FY 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I make a motion to transfer from the reserve fund $2,000 for public building, for expenditures in the public building budget to be transferred from the reserve fund for Article 9 of FYI 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, and then the space needs. Have we heard anything from Brown, Lindquist, Fanuccio, et al?
Nope. I think we have to reach out to the chief and to see where we stand with that.
Yeah, and
I also want to mention that there's been changes to the center selection law in the sense that now the thresholds for designs are going to be if a project is estimated to cost $30,000 in design and $300,000 in construction. So it has to be both of those thresholds at the same time. So perhaps, hopefully, crossing our fingers, when we get to the design phase of this project, even if the construction is over $300,000, we can keep the fee under $30,000 and avoid the administrative costs of having to go through designer selection process. So.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So can you... So I'll, Lisa's away, but when she gets back, I'll update her on this, and then we need
correct.
To
yeah.
move forward on it. Okay. So. So the last thing is minutes. So, on May 31st, we had an executive session meeting with Rick Fanuccio of Brown, Lindquist, Fanuccio, and Raber Architects. A few minutes prior to the meeting, a member of the district asked to speak to me privately with Lisa, and the conversation ensued, and I was threatened by this particular person. I was beyond upset and unnerved by it. I've never been verbally threatened by anyone in my life. And so I erred grossly in opening the meeting and did not follow the proper procedure. So what I did the following week was I contacted the Attorney General's office and explained to them exactly what had happened and my inappropriate conduct of the meeting. I explained that one of the members of our committee had only been with us for less than 24 hours, and the other member of the committee had only ever been present at one executive session, and that was some 8 months ago. And I just wanted to know how they wanted me to proceed in filing a complaint against myself. I spoke with Carrie Kilcoyne, who's one of the lawyers up there. And she then went and spoke to Jonathan Scalarsi, who's the director of the Open Meeting Law Department, and explained it to him. And he he had a couple of things that I could do. One is we could repeat the meeting with the architects, and I just thought that that was asking a great deal of them and the members of the committee for something that was my fault. So I told them I didn't think that was appropriate. And the other thing they said was that I could release the minutes of the executive meetings, which we'll be doing tonight. And of course, this won't prevent anyone from filing an open meeting law complaint about the conduct of that meeting. But I'd like to, were you able to read these minutes?
Sure.
Yeah. Did you do it? Review them?
No, I did not get a chance to review them.
There you go. So we'll take a moment while Sylvia reviews them.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much the gist of it. The only thing I would say is my last name is misspelled. That's
oh, I'm sorry.
I'll that's okay.
Make sure that's corrected.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would also like to add that I think perhaps me being new, there's a lot of things that I'm going to definitely have to start getting more involved with, because there seems to be, I don't know if miscommunication is the word or past issues that are coming up to the light that I perhaps could be a service. Being that I have experience working in the private in the public sector, some of the things that I heard today about warrants and payroll and things not being done at a certain time, I think they're easily fixed. I think communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
I think communication is very important between our staff, between our boards, but also then these issues. Perhaps with open meeting law, I know the AG's office and other departments in the state give out training and things of that nature. So us being a small district, if there's anything that we can do to avoid any issues, whether it be on procedure internally or procedure as a board, I think I'm going to start looking into that and see if in upcoming meetings I'm going to bring suggestions as to what to help. But I would like some time also to just, you know, become aware of what the procedures internally are, and then I'm going to definitely start offering up suggestions.
Sure,
on
that
how to better
good.
The process.
Great. So, I'll make a motion to accept the Executive Committee minutes of May 31st, 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So, and I make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.